Londres. O sea, no surge de allí dicho contenido. No estoy entendiendo por qué el reclamo acerca del contenido cuando yo entendí que ya estaba determinado.
Wolf, do you want to comment on that? Wolf?
Yes, just Wolf Ludwig speaking. Just one more point of clarification. Yes, it was rather difficult at the end of last year. No, let me explain the other way around. We conducted the survey by big polls. And in comparison with Atlas One, at the end, we had very strange results from big polls listing in detail each answer of any participant from an ALS, but difficult to get an overview about the result in a quality matter. Therefore, in the survey subworking group, it took us a long time, at least 3 to 4 calls, to subdivide the work among each other to say, okay, from the variety of infos we have, you take question one, you take question two, three, etc., and you come up with a breakdown of the results. This took until beginning of December last year. We finally came up after a very engaged work, and I drafted what Tijani asked me, a summary of the outcomes, which is available in one spreadsheet. And to be honest, people afterwards, I stop mocking and criticizing around. This Atlas II survey outcomes and thematic priorities for the program planning London, June 2014. I think it is a key document of the previous exercise survey, which should have been here somewhere on the screen to have a look on it, because in my opinion, it provides more or less a sort of basis for the program discussion. And I think many participants here today were coming because they were expecting a discussion on content and substance of the next Atlas, but not so much on any logistical details. And this is a question of how we prioritize our preparatory work. And I would suggest I can forward it again, this document, and we should send it to the participants here to have a look on it. And I think this would be more interesting, more exciting for them getting involved.
Thank you. Wolf, Evan?
Sorry, this is Evan. I just wanted to answer my understanding of Fatima's question, and that is, yes, the subjects have been determined by a survey, but we still need to populate it. We need to bring in which room are we having chairs, people to chair the meeting, people to be the reporter for the meeting, people to be the subject expert for the meeting. We need to set up that population. We know the themes generally speaking, but now we need to start figuring out who is going to actually produce an agenda for these meetings, engage the people that will attend, and so on. So we have the bare subjects, but there's a lot of work to be done in actually executing the results of the survey now. That's my understanding of the question here.
Thank you, Evan. And we're going to finish this meeting with Tijani's comments.
Thank you, Eduardo. Tijani speaking. Thank you, Fatima, for your comment. Fatima, for your comment. I'm sorry. Because it's exactly what you said. The survey served to define the five top themes chosen by the ALSs. As I said before, things changed meanwhile. And I think that it is interesting. That's why I want this group who is interested in the content to meet. we have to change slightly at least one of the themes to make it up to date with what is happening now. And also, as Evan said, the process of constitution of the groups to choose the chair, to choose the rapporteur, this process cannot begin before we have the whole groups constituted. And we sent emails to all the ALSs, to all the RALOs, to ask them, please give us your preference for the for those themes. And we received few response, less than the 50%. I asked on Sunday, I think, all the RALOs, please, please tell your ALS to choose their themes. Otherwise, we will be obliged to assign them to themes perhaps they will not want, they will not like. So all these is linked. And but now what is important is to decide how we will change a little bit one of the themes so that it will be in accordance with what is happening now. This is what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you. So I really I want to end this meeting maybe not only apologizing, but maybe for not being clear in the expectations. The agenda was put in a long time ago, and really the conversation about the logistics with the room, it took longer than we all expected. Again, I'm going to have an op- Yeah, it happens. I'm sorry. I'm not. That's the way you learn. So anyhow, we will. The next steps will be working on this substance. Okay, just make sure about that. And I just want to conclude that I want to have an open action item where we can send a note to all the RALO chairs to include in the your monthly agendas at least sometime to invite the ALAS organization committee, one of our members, to give you an update of the things that are happening so everybody in the region knows. So it doesn't happen that what she says about, you know, not knowing what was going on. So I invite you to today's, this afternoon meeting. And again, it's not about content. It's about if you want to know what's happening in the public relations that we're going to put together around this event and to know about what the communications group is doing with the newsletter and webpage and details about that, please come and participate. Thank you so much. This meeting has been adjourned.